Democratic candidate for Governor J.B. Pritzker unveiled his higher education plan this week during a stop at Illinois State University. It pledges to spend millions more on financial aid for low-income students and those who are considering going out of state for college. Pritzker and his running mate Juliana Stratton tell GLT's Ryan Denham that Governor Bruce Rauner's stubbornness on budget negotiations has decimated Illinois' public universities.
It's so important that we build up our resources here in the state, our institutions of higher learning that have been frankly torn down under 3.5 years. Years of Bruce Rauner's governorship. He proposed a 30% cut in higher education, and with 2 years without a budget, MAP grants were very unsteady. People didn't know whether they would get them. Lots of students, 72,000 students, chose not to go to school in Illinois during Governor Bruce Rauner's term. And when we lose those students, we lose them maybe forever. 70% of kids who go to school outside the state don't come back. And sometimes their families get up and leave too. So having a higher education plan that expands MAP grants and that puts back in stability into state government and into those MAP grants, that funds our faculty all across the state, making sure our universities are well-funded. We're putting back to pre-Rauner levels funding for our universities. And importantly, we put forward a plan for refinancing people's debt that they've taken on to go to college, sometimes at very high rates of interest. The state of Illinois can put in place a plan like 12 other states have that allow people to trade in that debt for much lower cost debt, saving thousands of dollars.
The Illinois Anti-Harassment, Equality, and Access panel has issued a report just today recommending measures for political parties to combat sexual harassment, make politics fairer for women. What do both of you think of some of the recommendations that came out of that report today?
I'm so glad that the report has been issued. We need to have standards for state office holders and for campaigns. I've been proud in our campaign. We did sexual harassment training very early on, making sure that everybody understood what the reporting mechanisms are if something were to happen. And I think we're very focused on, in this era of Me Too and Time's Up, the idea that when women come forward with their stories, that we have to start with, let's believe them and let's begin investigating right away through an independent body. And then let's hold accountable those who are the perpetrators. So that's why Juliana and I have pledged to do that when we become governor and lieutenant governor. We're going to put in place that ability for people to go to an independent investigator so that there's no politics involved in it and that it truly is an independent result. And you can hear it, even in the news today, beyond just the report that was released, you hear about the stories about the Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. I think it's important for us to recognize that that has to be investigated, and it should be investigated by the FBI, but apparently that's not something the Republicans will stand for. Bruce Rauner, of course, wanted Brett Kavanaugh to be confirmed from the moment he was announced. The fact is, I stood against Brett Kavanaugh from the beginning, even regardless of these charges, because he wants to take away a woman's right to choose. He wants to take away voting rights. He wants to take away health care coverage when people have pre-existing conditions. He would be bad for the country, and that's a good reason not to to have him confirmed. But the sexual harassment report that was issued today is a very important start to addressing the real problems that exist both in state government and in politics.
Yeah, well, first of all, I just commend the leaders, the women who gathered together on this task force to make sure that they carried out a very inclusive process of talking to women all across our state to get their personal stories about what it's like. And the recommendations that they came up with were based upon and were informed by those stories. JB and I are committed to making sure that, as we think about state government and we think about the political space as a whole, that it is one that is safe for women to work in, that it is the kind of culture where women are respected, where women and men are respected from at every level. We certainly have done our part as, really trying to create that culture in our campaign, but I think it's very smart of this task force to have a specific focus on what happens to women working on campaigns and making sure that there are those procedures that are put in place in terms of investigations, but also making sure, as the task force set forth, that we have more women running for office, that we have more women in leadership, more women in decision-making capacities. That's the way that, you know, having diverse perspectives and opinions, that's the way that we can make real culture change. And I think that we're seeing that not just from this task force, but as we see women running for office, not just in the state, but around the country. It's why it's so important that we see that happen.
That's Juliana Stratton and her running mate, Democratic candidate for Governor J.B. Pritzker. They'll face Republican Bruce Rauner, Libertarian Cash Jackson, and Conservative Party candidate Sam McCann on November 6th. I'm Ryan Denham.
You can find all our election stories and learn about the candidates and their top issues at our website, wglt.org/elections.